Is it a shortcut to fusion energy? I don't want to disappoint anyone. I think I'll put my read my lips answer here, and then I'll carry on. I think that'll become clear why I'm saying that. Can you read my lips on that back in the back? It says no. Energy is a long way off. That's why I say no. This is our result. Just way off. I think a door that's open to us, but really a door on physics more than on energy. Geophysics in particular could be an interesting area.
I didn't realize that you were at the helm of this right from the beginning.
Well, at the helm of the cold fusion part of it. In fact, that was the title Paul Palmer and I gave to what we were doing, which is, we sometimes called it metal catalyzed fusion because the fusion occurs in metals. What they found is, I think, very interesting. But as I pointed out to, especially to Fleischmann, I said, look, you can't call this fusion if you don't have the nuclear products commensurate, you know, the same level, to go with your heat. And heat means a lot of fusion if it's fusion. Well, by now, there are still a lot of workers in this field, including myself, really. But what I've said from the beginning was, it does not look like fusion. You should not call it fusion. Now, the conference next month, July, was at the University of Missouri, and I'll be there. But the conference is titled Anomalous Heat Effects. I like that much better. Anomalous Heat Effects, you see. Not heat due to fusion. Okay, it doesn't say that anywhere in their conference write-up. Rather, it's anomalous. We don't know what it is. And that's what I tried to encourage. And even Fleischmann, shortly before he passed away, rest his soul, did admit that, you know, it was a mistake that he had made to call it fusion way back in, well, it was 1989. They had their press conference.